الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our silsila, the call to righteousness, Neki Ki Dawat. First and foremost, let us hear the benefits of reciting salawat, durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam says, whoever likes this, that Allah azza wa jalla is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah azza wa jalla, should recite salat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatan wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, previous episodes we have covered some beautiful points from the book of Neki Ki Dawat, from the book of call to righteousness of our Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat. Inshallah azza wa jalla, we will continue, and today we will start with the beautiful Hadith Mubarakah that Makki Madani Sarkar Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. An individual amongst you who sees a bad action being performed, he is to change or stop it by the means of his hands. And if he has not got the power to do that, then he has to change it or prevent it by the tongue. And if he has no power to do that even, then he should consider it bad in heart, and such individual's iman is at its weakest foundation. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah azza wa jal, we heard that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has given us three categories for this Neki Ki Dawat. Especially when we see an act being performed which is a sin, which is a guna, which is against the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, firstly, you try to stop it with your physical hands. Yes, with your physical hands. And if you don't have the power to do that with your physical hand, then minimum, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us a ni'mah, a special gift, and that is the tongue. SubhanAllah azza wa jal, we voice our power with this tongue. SubhanAllah, it gives you that power, that muscle, so that you can be able to converse with that person and give him the message. So use your tongue. And thirdly, if we don't have the power to use the tongue, then minimum requirement, we have to think in our last option, that really that person is committing a sin or is doing wrong. These times, brother, our ulama ikram, they interpret this auspicious hadith mubarakah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way, that the nobles, the rulers and the nobles are to stop the badness by the strength, because and they have the power, so they have to stop it physically by their strength. And then the ulama ikram, the noble servants, they are to publicize to the people to do good deeds and induce them to abstain from evil deeds by the use of the tongue. And subhanAllah, the common people, they have to necessarily consider it badness at heart. My dear son, brother, views of Madani Channel, further in this book, Amil Sunnah is telling us, this does not mean that this too at all, that we command the people to do good is only the duty of the ulama, and it does not mean that any other person should not induce or should not basically propagate this Neki Ki Dawat. We should not induce anyone to say the regular prayers. It does not mean that, or to even to adapt the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Rather, bear the point in mind that when one is committing a sin and we have a presumption that if we prevent him from doing that sinful deed, the individual committing the sin would refrain from doing the sinful deed, and then it becomes incumbent. If you think that if we stop him, if we prevent him, we stop him, then it becomes incumbent. It is compulsory. It's obligatory upon us to do it, to stop him. If we think, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us the akal, Allah azza wa jalla gave us the brain to think, and if we think that, you know, man, I think if I try, I can stop him. I can try. He listen to me. So then it becomes incumbent upon us viewers of Madani Channel that we must try to stop him physically. And it's also necessary on us that we advise him the grave consequences of the sinful act. If we have the power, person is about to listen to us, he won't fight back with us, he won't argue with us, then we have to talk to him, and we have to tell him, and we have to try to explain him in kind words, in beautiful words, that look, brother, this is a sinful act. If you do this, this leads you closer towards the fire of Jahannam. This leads you closer towards the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This leads you closer towards the adab of Qabr, etc., etc., etc. We need to understand that if we can stop, we have to try. By all means. For example, we know that a person is not performing his salah. And now we know that if I inform him about the consequences of not performing salah, he will listen to me. Then we have to try to persuade him. We have to try to advise him. We have to try to talk to him, because it becomes incumbent upon us, it becomes obligatory upon us to talk to him, to persuade him in a nice way, of course in a nice way, to refrain from committing that sin. As it is mentioned according to Bahari Shariat, with reference to Al-Mughiri, which is the judicial verdicts, that to command the people to do good has several forms. To command the people to do good, it has several forms. If we have the overpowering presumption that when we advise the individual, he will accept our advice and refrain from doing bad or sinful acts, then to command him or to bid him to do good deeds becomes incumbent upon us or views of other channel. Now it is not lawful for us to hold back from commanding to do good. Now it is not lawful for us to hold back from commanding the people to do good. If the overpowering presumption is that he would cause false accusations, he might fight, he cause various types of difficulties, he may abuse us, then to give up bidding to do good is excellent. It's better. Eh? And if it is known that he would beat us up, he would fight with us, then, and we would not be able to exercise sabr, or due to that a disturbance would be created, sabr would be stirred up, fights, clashes may happen between family members and friends and communities. In that case, to give up, to bid the person to do good is excellent. Because actually we have a good intention, views of Madani Channel. And if we, with good intention, we know that if we're going to go into him, okay, we are divana. We are Ashikana Rasul, we are lovers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his beloved Rasul Ali Salallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But remember, we are trying to convince one person from stopping a sinful act. And then he's going to fight back with us. He's going to argue. He's going to backbite. He's going to tailbear. And communities are going to get involved. Brothers are going to get involved. Fathers are going to get involved. Neighborhood is going to get involved. Gangs are going to get involved. Then you better for us, it's more excellent for us to stay away from these type of things, because it's going to create unnecessary problems. Aha. And if it comes to know that maybe he beats me, in that case he beats me and I shall exercise sabr, then the one who prevents such an individual from doing vicious sinful deeds is a warrior in the defense of Iman. Eh? If he beats you. Like you know now, if I'm going to look, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they set the highest standards of Neki Kidawat, of invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness, so much so that people used to abuse our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam physically. So if you can hold sabr, and nobody has the degree of sabr like mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which is the highest category of all sabrs that contain in the earth, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam showed so much of sabr. But if you think that if we can do something and we can hold sabr, if he hits me, no problem, I have sabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala in defense of Iman. Of my iman, that when I'm trying to defend the iman and try to uphold the sharia, try to uphold the laws of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this person becomes upset with me, he becomes angry with me, he beats me, hits me, okay, no problem, I'll take the hiding, I'll take the beating, no problem. Because why? My beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam also went through the same thing, and inshallah tabarakullah, if we make niyat that it is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, according to this narration, yeah, subhanallah azza wa jalla, you will get such a reward as though you are a warrior in the defense of Iman. And if it is known that he would neither accept the advice nor beat me, neither accept my advice, he won't beat me, he won't hit me, he won't beat me, or even cause abusements to me, then the individual advising him has to make his own choice, his own discretion. But the most excellent cause is that one commands the people to do good and stops them from evil. So he won't shout at me. He won't abuse me. He won't hit me. Then you try. You step forward. Inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, in that way, we will try to command the people to do good and stop them from evil, inshallah. In any case, if you cannot stop a vicious deed from being performed, then minimum requirement, views of mother, inshallah, minimum requirement, we should at least think deep in our heart, he's doing wrong, ya. Really, he's doing wrong, ya Allah. He's doing wrong. Oh Allah, Azza wa Jal, first and foremost, ya Allah, save me from this sin. Ya Allah, tabarak, save me from this evil and vicious act. Oh Allah, tabarak, give me the tawfiq and hidayah to do good deeds. And oh Allah, Azza wa Jal, change his condition. Ya Allah, tabarak, change his condition. Oh Allah, Azza wa Jal, grant him the hidayah, the tawfiq and hidayah to stay away from this sinful act and bring him closer towards you. At the minimum, we can think like this. Oh, unless we have different thoughts all the time. When we see somebody doing something wrong, oh, it's his son. You know that person's son in the community, the rich man's son, the famous man's son, the minister's son, the king's son, the maulana's son, the policeman's son. It's him. Look what an example he's setting. So such a sharam, huh? Such a shame that he's doing such a thing in our community and his father is holding such a high post. And look at him, he's a drug addict. He's a drug addict. He's a thug. He's going towards Jahannam. He's a Jahannami. Now the beloved, we ready to criticize everybody, ready to judge everybody. But lest we check our own selves and check our own amals and our own deeds. When are we going to change our condition? When we see somebody doing something wrong. Yeah? Sinful drugs, alcohol, clubs, pubs, thugs, all these type of things involved in it. When do we think in our mind that, Ya Allah, save us, save me. Oh Allah, save me, Ya Allah, save my family members, Ya Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, save my nephews and my nieces and my brothers and my sisters. Oh Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, save my neighborhood, Ya Allah, save this. Give hidayat, Ya Allah. Change is good. At least think in the in-depth of the heart. And you know, dua is the weapon of a believer. Dua is the brain of worship. Imagine we see somebody doing something wrong, we see somebody going against from the commands of Allah Ta'ala and away from the sunnah of the beloved Rasul Ali Salatu Wasalam, and dua can change the destinies. We pick up our hand in the court of Allah Azza, that, oh Allah, my son is in this condition, Ya Allah, my brother is in this condition, Ya Allah, my neighbor is in this condition, Ya Allah, change his condition, Ya Allah, change his condition. Oh Allah, safeguard me from this and change his condition. Just try to imagine, views of Manajan, that if we do such a thing, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah Ta'ala. So much of barakat, so much of blessings. These things, further, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sun is mentioning, we always, the war against tale-telling will continue. The Islamic slogan. So, tale-telling, you receive the message from there, it comes in the ears, he whispers, you know. That's what's happening in that house. Oh, you know. That's what's happening in that house. Yes. Oh, you know. That's what's happening in that masjid. You know, that's what's happening with that brother. You know, that's what is happening with that person. Tale telling. Allahu Akbar. We keep listening with interest, and also he's tale telling, and also he's committing guna, and we also like to listen. Yeah. Oh, really it happened? Oh, what else? What else happened? What else? Please tell me what else happened. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. And what else happened? What else? You know, he built up that rhythm of fitna. He loves it. The tale teller comes, and listener also loves it. He's also involved in tale telling, also involved in listening, also gets involved in backbiting, tail bearing. Oh. You know, like example, Shaykh Tariqat Amir says, when two Muslim brothers happen to have a clash with them, they have an argument, they have a fight with each other. And still, instead of getting the clash, ended the fight, ended by causing intervention in between the two and try to reconcile them, put them together? No. We try to make it a show business, a party. Hey, man. You know, the two brothers are fighting. Iqbal and Bakr, they're fighting. Yeah, well, because yeah, they're fighting. Hey, man, they're fighting. I told them, you know, they mustn't fight, but they don't listen. You know, Bakr give you something? He told Iqbal. Iqbal, you know, Bakr is saying this about you. Iqbal give you something. You know, Iqbal is saying this about you. So instead of reconciling, you want to make a mockery, you want to make a joke, you want to see clashing. You love to see clashing amongst two Islamic brothers or two Islamic sisters fighting. You like it. Instead of reconciling, you should give them the advice. Do not make fitna amongst two brothers, amongst two sisters. You try to stop them beautifully, sweetly, softly, kindly, passionately, with love, with muhabbat, with shafqat. That is nikki dawat. It's invitation towards goodness. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunan says, if you are not in a position to have any reconciliation between the two parties, we should at least consider the clash to be a bad thing in the heart and move away from there. Move away. But who moves away? Even if he knows he can't solve the problem, he can't give nekiki dawat, he can't stop them from badness, he can't invite them towards goodness, but he wants to hear. So he takes the message and he passes the message tale telling to others. Allah. Alhamdulillah, viewers of the Madani channel. We had a great opportunity to travel with Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Rizvi Ziyai. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, him a long life and good health. He's talking about film songs and in the buses and hotels and next point. So, he says film songs are played noisily in buses and hotels, etc. Did we ever show dislikeness? Did we ever hate this part in our heart? Hate in our heart that it's wrong. I saw Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat follow the beautiful sunnah. Subhanallah, that he holds his eardrums, keeps his gaze lowered, and walks past that place where music is being played. During his time and era. He considers it bad at heart and considers it bad in action also. Because otherwise, we're carrying on. It's carrying on around us. We're talking. It's music is hitting. We're talking. Maybe we don't consider it bad. Maybe we don't consider anything about it. We don't do any action about it. We don't try to stop it. We don't even try to use our tongue. Or we don't try to think bad about it. But look at Amir al-Sunnah, subhanAllah, that immediately did action. Action. Immediately. First action. And then asking. Oh, we passed by. Music is gone. Checks. Walk further. Music is gone. So further he goes about this new movies and songs. He said, these days dramas and films are being run and shown in televisions in our houses. Use the Muslim channel, it's happening in our houses, in our homes. Maybe we have no choice. Did we ever feel grief in our heart, that there's unlawful movies, music, games, etc. being playing at home, unlawful things happening in the home? Did we ever consider it bad? Oh, this is part of the team. I know, I attend the Ishtamal Dastami. I go to Masjid 5:30, but mommy is playing, daddy is playing, sister is playing, Bhaijaan is playing. They're watching TV and they're enjoying the movies and the songs. And I can't do anything about it. But did you consider it bad at heart? It's a question for you and a question for me, viewers of the nation. So, we should know, viewers of the nation, that these are wrong. And at least minimum requirement, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we try to understand, like we discussed in the beginning. If we can stop it physically in our own homes without creating any clash, any fighting, then I'll try. Okay. But if you think that if I'm going to tell Bhaijaan, hey Bhaijaan, don't put the TV on, it's haram, you're going to create problems, main difficulties, you think he's going to give you one shot and you're going to be a fight at home, brothers are going to be fighting, sisters are going to be fighting, then you don't try to stop physically. You try to use your tongue. Put beautiful words. Bhaijaan, it's namaz time. Let's go to the masjid. Put the TV off. Look at those things that are playing on the TV. Put soft words. Beautiful words. If you think even that's not going to work, I can't stop my brother, I can't touch the TV, I can't stop them physically, then minimum requirement, you move away from them. You move away. You think about it back in your bed in your heart. SubhanAllah, I gave you a solution today. Pick up your hands. Dua is the brain of worship. It's a weapon of a believer. Pick up your hand in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dua has changed destinies upon destinies. Really? Make dua in the court of Allah. How many people said that, you know what? Really, really, my dua has been answered. I made dua for this and it happened. I made dua for that and it happened. I made dua for my illness and it happened. I made dua for Amija and it happened. I made dua for Hajj, it happened. I made dua for Madinah Sharif, it happened. It happened. I made dua for Baghdad Sharif, it happened. I made dua that I get this job, it happened. So, dua can change the destiny. Make dua in the court of Allah SWT. Oh Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I can't stop them physically. Ya Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I can't stop them with my words, with my tongue. Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, I can only think about it bad in heart. And oh Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I'm picking up my hands in your court, my sinful hands. Sinful hands. But Ya Allah, change the condition of my brother, my sister, my family members, my neighborhood, my whoever. So this is Dawat Islami. Wherever you are, keep connected to this beautiful Madani Muhammad Islam. Inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, lot of changes will take place inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If we keep close to an environment, whereby we can make a change. Because good company, good result. Bad company, bad result. Allah Akram. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Ay Dawat Islami, teri doom achi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.